The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Florence Nash from the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from, first of all, Kiplinger's Magazine for August 2019. Later on, I've got a couple of interesting things from the internet. We'll see what time allows. But we're going to start off with this article from Kiplinger's Magazine, Smart Places to Retire. These college towns aren't just for students. Along with a mix of classes, culture, and community, they offer first-class health care and modest taxes. If you're among the growing number of people thinking about moving in retirement, we have some great suggestions. In fact, 10 of them. For this year's list, we focused on cities and towns sprinkled throughout the U.S. that are home to at least one college or university. Each offers a wide variety of intellectual and cultural activities for local residents who can enjoy all the things they loved about college, such as concerts, interesting lectures, and sports, without the drawbacks, such as final exams and 8 a.m. French class. Most of our cities have a moderate cost of living, and all are located in states that exempt all or a portion of retirement income from taxes. Because health care is an important concern for retirees, our cities also have at least one hospital nearby that has received 4 or 5 stars, the highest rating, from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Now, for the population figures, for each one of these towns, we'll give you a list of figures before we go into the description of the town. And for the population figures, we used the most recent U.S. Census Bureau data. The cost of living data comes from the Council for Community and Economic Research, and 100 represents the national median. Median home prices were provided by Redfin, Zillow, and local associations of realtors. So the first one is St. Augustine, Florida. Population, 14,576. Cost of living, not available. Median home price, $343,000. College perk. Low-cost continuing education courses on everything from digital marketing to belly dancing. St. Augustine and the surrounding St. John's County offer more than just surf and sand wedges, but retirees looking for fun in the sun will find it here in spades, along with plenty of cultural activities, affordable luxury living, and first-class health care. The 42 miles of sand on St. John's Atlantic coast offer something for everyone. St. Augustine Beach, located 10 minutes from downtown, is backstopped by laid-back restaurants serving up the day's catch to folks in flip-flops. If a peaceful hammock is more your vibe, chill with the local wildlife on the secluded beaches of 1,600-acre Anastasia Island State Park. A short drive north will land you in Pontevedra Beach, replete with ritzy beach clubs and golf courses. Here you'll find TPC Sawgrass, home of the Players' Championship, one of the PGA's most prestigious annual events. The area is also home to the World Golf Hall of Fame and the PGA Tour Academy for golf legends both real and aspiring. You can't walk very far in St. Augustine without being reminded that it is the oldest European-established city in the U.S., one that houses more than 60 historic sites and attractions, including a town square that dates to 1573. The city is still very much alive, however. Pedestrian-only St. George Street, lined with bistros, boutiques, and bars, bustles all day and well into the night, with live music coming from practically every other open door. Also keeping the city young, Flagler College, which operates as a center for educational and cultural enrichment for students and locals alike. Retirees can take in free lectures, plays, musicals, concerts, and art exhibitions on campus. Living costs in Greater St. Augustine aren't cheap by national standards, but retirees, especially those from the Northeast, are snapping up its relatively affordable beachfront property, says real estate agent Carrie Reynolds. Oceanfront condos with pools in St. Augustine Beach run about $500,000 compared with $1 million or more in Miami or Fort Lauderdale, she says. She recently showed a 2,222-square-foot, four-bedroom, three-bath house in nearby South Pontevedra Beach for $520,000. Residents can walk through a tunnel under the adjacent highway straight onto the beach. Florida has a plethora of health care providers. The Mayo Clinic's Jacksonville campus, a five-star hospital, is about an hour from St. Augustine. Florida is among the tax-friendliest states in the country for retirees. There is no state income, estate, or inheritance tax. That's contributed by Ryan Ermey. Next, we have Savannah, Georgia. Population, 145,862. Cost of living, 88. Median home price, $225,000. College perk. You can buy the work of up-and-coming artists and designers at the Savannah College of Art and Design's retail store. Savannah isn't your typical college town, but if you enjoy the arts, from film to fashion, this city might be for you. Herbert and Brenda Singleton grew up in Georgia, but their careers took them to Fort Wayne, Indiana. 41 years later, family and warm weather lured them to the Savannah area. The area has breathtaking botanical scenery, says Brenda, 71. It's close to the ocean and beaches. We love seafood, and there are so many restaurants to choose from. Herbert, 72, enjoys the multitude of cultural events, too. You can literally go broke if you try to take advantage of all the artistic and cultural opportunities here, he says. The private Savannah College of Art and Design doesn't have a traditional campus. Rather, it operates out of historic buildings it has renovated, mostly in the downtown area. Many school-sponsored activities are open to residents. One of the most popular is the annual Savannah Film Festival. It features more than 100 films, some from Hollywood studios, that haven't yet hit theaters. Savannah is also home to Savannah State University and the Armstrong campus of Georgia Southern University, public institutions that offer free tuition for residents 62 and older. But you don't need to sit in a classroom to learn history here because it's all around. Savannah, founded in 1733, was the first city in Georgia. It has one of the largest National Historic Landmark districts, and each year the months-long Georgia History Festival culminates in February with a parade and Super Museum Sunday, when more than 100 historical sites and museums open their doors for free. Savannah has plenty of parks where Spanish moss hangs from massive live oaks. Forsyth Park is the largest at more than 30 acres, and it features a 161-year-old fountain that's one of the city's most photographed sites. The water in park fountains is dyed green for St. Patrick's Day. Savannah boasts of having one of the nation's largest St. Patrick's Day parades. Hot and steamy summers are a drawback, but many here escape the heat by heading 18 miles east to Tybee Islands Beach. Home prices in the popular downtown area can run from $300,000 for a three-bedroom house to $1 million or so for a renovated house on one of the historic squares, says Tommy Danos, president of the Savannah Area Realtors. A three-bedroom house outside downtown typically sells for $220,000, he says. Rents run from $1,000 to $2,500 a month for a two- or three-bedroom apartment, but Savannah has numerous short-term vacation rentals that allow people to test living in the city, he says. Many retirees flock to the Landings, a golf community on nearby Skidaway Island, where home prices range from $250,000 to more than $2 million. Effingham Health System, which Medicare rates as a four-star hospital, is about 30 miles away in Springfield, Georgia. Travelers can fly out of Savannah Hilton Head International Airport, a dozen miles northwest of the historic district. Georgia is one of Kiplinger's top 10 tax-friendly states for retirees. Social Security income is tax-exempt, and so is up to $65,000 of most types of retirement income if you're 65 or older. up to $35,000 if you're 62 to 64. This is by Eileen Ambrose. Next, we have Richmond, Virginia. Population, 228,783. Cost of living, 95. Median home price, $258,000. College perk. Retirees can join Virginia Commonwealth University's Commonwealth Society for short courses, lecture series, and travel opportunities. Richmond is historic and southern, but it's anything but sleepy. Around town, you'll find a mixture of magnolias and colorful murals, preppies and pastels, and bohos with turquoise hair and tattoos. One day, Richmond woke up and it was hip, says Kathy Saunders, a local real estate agent. The centers of the city's intellectual and creative life are Virginia Commonwealth University, a state university, the University of Richmond, a private school, and Virginia Union University, a private historically black university. Relocating retirees are often alumni or discovered the city when their children attended college there. Students from VCU's School of the Arts present their work at the W.E. Singleton Center for the Performing Arts and other venues. The Institute for Contemporary Art presents art, lectures, and performances with local, national, and international artists. Adults of all ages can join the Commonwealth Society for short courses, lecture series, and travel opportunities. Membership costs $100 a year. On the city's west end, the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts attracts retirees with programming that includes music, dance, theater, visual arts, live broadcasts, lectures, and more. Because Richmond is also the state capital, cultural offerings are plentiful. Venues include the Altria Theater, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, the Virginia Science Museum, the Black History Museum, the Elegba Folklore Society, which celebrates African and African-American culture, and the Virginia Holocaust Museum. The city straddles the James River, which offers some respite on hot summer days. At Belle Isle, accessible via a pedestrian bridge, you can walk on shady paths and watch great blue herons glide down to rocks midstream. Bicyclists, runners, and walkers enjoy the Virginia Capitol Trail, which runs 52 miles between downtown Richmond and the Jamestown settlement near Williamsburg. Retirees can visit or volunteer at Maymont, a Gilded Era home and 100-acre property with gardens and a nature center. Restaurants run the gamut of price, style, and ethnicity, but you can still get biscuits with your breakfast or hush puppies with your charcuterie plate. If you'd rather tipple than hike, the Richmond Beer Trail includes 30 craft breweries. Richmond's neighborhoods offer a variety of housing styles. On the east side, luxury condos at Rocket's Landing, which overlooks the James River, attract right-sizing 55 to 70-year-olds, says Saunders, at prices ranging from $200,000 to $1.4 million. Colorful row houses and townhouses with front porches on tree-lined streets abound on Church Hill and in the museum and fan districts at prices ranging from $450,000 to $1.2 million. 15 minutes from downtown, Libby Mill Midtown, a master-planned community, offers townhomes, condos, and apartments in a walkable environment with shops, restaurants, and a state-of-the-art library, at prices ranging from $350,000 to $500,000. Richmond is a big city with big city problems, and sometimes cultures clash. Still, it's a big small town, says Madonna Berkland, 65, a former opera singer who moved from Manhattan to Richmond for work. She says residents watch out for each other and will go the extra mile to help. They will always be gracious, she says. The GRTC Pulse Bus Rapid Transit Line connects the city from east to west. 7 carriers fly out of Richmond International Airport. There are plenty of health care facilities, including Bon Secours St. Mary's Hospital, which has a 4-star rating for Medicare, and Bon Secours Memorial Regional Medical Center, a 5-star hospital in nearby Mechanicsville. Virginia is tax-friendly for retirees. It doesn't tax Social Security benefits, and residents 65 and older can deduct up to $12,000 per person of income from IRAs, pensions, and other retirement accounts, subject to income eligibility limits. And this is contributed by Patricia Mertzeswein. Next, we have Swarthmore, Pennsylvania. Population, 6,401. Cost of living, 113. Median home price, $237,000. College perk. Residents have access to all of Swarthmore College's libraries with a local library card. When Lytton Stables, 67, first moved to the tiny borough of Swarthmore, he was a tad wary. "I'll be honest, I'm a city person and this is a suburb," says Stables, a former New York City architect who retired in 2014. But it didn't take him long to warm up to this college town. 5 years later, he's president of the Swarthmore Senior Citizen Association and has a half acre of land to garden. "It's a bucolic, pretty town," he says. It doesn't hurt that for all of its small-town charm, Swarthmore is a 20-minute train ride to Philadelphia, where you can take in museums, theater, and every kind of cuisine. The train goes to Philly's 30th Street Station, and from there, New York City and Washington, D.C. are less than 2 hours away by train in opposite directions. The town itself is walkable with plenty of sidewalks and more than two dozen lushly forested trails. "You can't live anywhere in Swarthmore that's more than a 10-minute walk to town," says Carrie Picard, a local real estate agent since 2003. Add in free public transit for seniors, and having a car just isn't a necessity, says Mayor Marty Spiegel. Swarthmore College, one of the nation's leading liberal arts colleges, occupies about a third of the town, and with more than 4,000 different kinds of plants stretching across 300 acres, it's also a designated arboretum. The school has long welcomed town residents by making virtually all of its happenings, concerts, lectures, sporting events, and more, open to the public. Stables says the local retirement community, a mix of longtime residents and recent settlers, is an active one. The Seniors Association has frequent meetups and is a nexus for volunteering. Retirees can spend time helping maintain the campus's arboretum, working for the library, and tutoring at local schools. Plus, the Senior Association has an aging-in-place committee dedicated to making sure Swarthmore's seniors have all the resources they need, in addition to advocating for the city's buildings and downtown to become more accessible. Because of its small size, the housing market can be tight, but residents say the situation is improving. Housing ranges from spacious, gracious old homes for $500,000 and up to condos and townhouses in the $120,000 to $220,000 range. Swarthmore's city government recently lifted a zoning law that prevented more than a few unrelated people from living together in a family home, originally intended to prevent a dozen students from cramming into a house. "That means more of us can do the Golden Girls thing and live with our friends," Stable says. Although the town itself lacks major medical facilities, some of the best hospitals in the world, including the four-star Penn Presbyterian Medical Center, are located a half an hour away in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania is tax-friendly for retirees. Social Security benefits, retirement plan withdrawals, and pensions are exempt from taxes. This is from Brendan Peterson. Next, we've got Hanover, New Hampshire. Population, 11,500. Cost of living, not available. Median home price, $265,000. College perk. Active retirees can work out at the campus gymnasium through Dartmouth's Fitness and Lifestyle Improvement Program. Hanover buzzes with a diverse mixture of art, culture, and outdoor sporting and recreational activities year-round. Located along the Connecticut River bordering Vermont, this 50-square-mile town in the Upper Valley is home to Dartmouth College. Founded in 1769, it's the smallest of the eight Ivy League colleges, but it's big on including all residents, especially active retirees, in its community. Whether retirees are Dartmouth alums or transplants yearning to spend their retirement years in a bucolic college town, They have numerous opportunities to participate on campus committees, town boards, and commissions, often alongside students and college staff. Getting retirees at the community level with Dartmouth students on various topics is something you see all the time, says Julia Griffin, town manager. The campus is extremely porous, with no fences or gates to differentiate between what's on or off campus, says Griffin. It's typical to see retirees mingling with students at the coffee bar in Dartmouth's Baker Berry Library or on the Dartmouth Green, the vast quad located at the heart of the campus. Hanover residents, young and old, participate in the college's events and activities, from concerts and performing arts events at the Hopkins Center for the Arts, known as the Hop, to sporting events, especially ice hockey. You can work out at the campus gymnasium through the school's Fitness and Lifestyle Improvement Program for $80 to $140 a term. Residents 65 and older can take classes such as DartFit, cardio, and general strength training. Retirees also benefit from the region's full-service health system. The Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center, which includes a cancer center, a children's hospital, and the Geisel School of Medicine Teaching Hospital, is a Level 1 trauma center serving nearly 2 million people throughout New England and is New Hampshire's sole academic health system. With 24 clinics with ambulatory services across the state and in Vermont, patients receive comprehensive care and access to physical therapy facilities. Winters are chilly and long. In January, for example, the average high is 28 degrees, with an average snowfall of 17 inches. And Hanover is scrambling to keep up with demand for retiree housing. The cost of a 900-square-foot condo a few blocks from the Dartmouth Green is $360,000. A two-bedroom, one-bath, 1,146-square-foot single-level home 10 minutes from campus goes for about $390,000. The area has several 55 and over residential communities, including the 39-acre Quail Hollow Senior Living Community in neighboring West Lebanon. New Hampshire residents pay no taxes on Social Security benefits, pensions, or distributions from their retirement plans, and there's no sales tax. This is from Mark Wojnow. Next, we have Evanston, Illinois. Population 74,106. Cost of living 123. Median home price $433,000. College perk, lectures and classes through the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Situated between Chicago's city limits and its North Shore suburbs, Evanston is best known as the home of Northwestern University, but it's hardly a simple college town. Whether you're drawn to its classes, architecture, theater, or music, this city of churches is a rich cultural center with plenty to offer retirees. Evanston is on America's so-called Third Coast, Lake Michigan. The freshwater behemoth offers excellent views and miles of biking trails along the water and through town. You can even become a member of Northwestern's Sailing Center, which offers discounted rentals and training classes to members interested in sailing and kayaking. But the cornerstone of Evanston's retiree appeal is Northwestern itself. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, motto, "Curiosity Never Retires," offers regular lectures, classes, and study groups for any retiree looking for a sense of community and vibrant discourse. Membership starts at $400 for a full academic year. A plethora of events is offered to the public, including seminars, movies, student and professional theater, with instruction from the artists behind Chicago's iconic Steppenwolf and Goodman Theaters, and affordable performances by the Northwestern University Symphony Orchestra. If you're among the people of Evanston, we do everything we can to make our community relations as good as they can be and share whatever we can, says Bob Rowley, Assistant Vice President of Media Relations for Northwestern. Another draw is Evanston's historic architecture. It received the attention of architectural greats such as Frank Lloyd Wright in the early 20th century, which earned it the moniker City of Homes. there are dozens of iconic structures, such as the Charles A. Brown House, dotting neighborhoods across town. The city of homes isn't cheap. Single-family houses go for $500,000 and up. But Evanston has plenty of condos, many ranging in price from about $200,000 to $300,000. If you'd prefer to rent until you determine whether you're game for Chicago winters, apartments are available for $1,500 a month and up. With highly rated hospitals scattered across Chicago, including the North Shore University Health System Evanston Hospital, located in town, and the trailblazing Rush University Medical Center, you will have no problem finding world-class medical care. Illinois excludes most retirement income from state taxes, but sales taxes are steep. Property taxes are also high, but there are numerous homestead exemptions for seniors who qualify. Now, we're not going to be able to get through all of these retirement stars today. We're getting short on time, but we will get to the rest of them in next week's program. I'm going to take these couple of minutes we've got left, as I like to do, and read you a poem. This by Mary Oliver from her New and Selected Poems, which is from Beacon Press. This poem is called Roses, Late Summer. What happens to the leaves after they turn red and golden and fall away? What happens to the singing birds when they can't sing any longer? What happens to their quick wings? Do you think there is any personal heaven for any of us? Do you think anyone the other side of that darkness will call to us, meaning us? Beyond the trees, the foxes keep teaching their children to live in the valley, so they never seem to vanish. They are always there in the blossom of light that stands up every morning in the dark sky. And over one more set of hills along the sea, the last roses have opened their factories of sweetness and are giving it back to the world. If I had another life, I would want to spend it all on some unstinting happiness. I would be a fox or a tree full of waving branches. I wouldn't mind being a rose in a field full of roses. Fear has not yet occurred to them, nor ambition. Reason they have not yet thought of. Neither do they ask how long they must be roses, and then what? Or any other foolish question. And one more from that collection. Morning. Salt shining behind its glass cylinder, milk in a blue bowl, the yellow linoleum, the cat stretching her black body from the pillow, the way she makes her curvaceous response to the small, kind gesture, then laps the bowl clean, then wants to go out into the world where she leaps lightly and for no apparent reason across the lawn, then sits perfectly still in the grass. I watch her a little while, thinking, what more could I do with wild words? I stand in the cold kitchen, bowing down to her. I stand in the cold kitchen, everything wonderful around me. And now we are out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen to next time. I am Florence Nash, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. So long until next time.